Forte on Diabetes Breakthrough.
Hello, America. Kate Delaney broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. So pleased to be in the nation's capital, sort of. Ultimate gridlock just down the street from where I'm staying. I'll tell you, you look at these beautiful historic buildings and it makes you want to cry with what we've seen lately in the last couple of years coming out of Washington. Will there be change? Well, speaking of change, there was lots of it when it came to the Republican Party. It was a wild roller coaster kind of day. First, Newt Gingrich had to bear a bunch of attacks from an ex-wife, Marianne, who sat down with an ABC reporter, Brian Ross. The timing is interesting, who talk about her ex-husband and say that he was cheating on her and wanted an open marriage with the current woman that he is married to now. Newt Gingrich sent his daughters out to address the attacks, said that he wouldn't dignify the remarks and that it was disgusting and despicable, the timing of when it was brought out, and he lashed out when he was asked about it on the stage for the second and final debate in a very important state, South Carolina, because something happened in the day that sort of let the door open. I use the word sort of a couple times because it's not written in stone, but let's just say, for etching this out, could you have imagined that Rick Santorum ends up winning Iowa by 25 votes to Mitt Romney? So he leaps over Mitt Romney a little bit, but it does change things because he wins the Iowa caucus while Mitt Romney picks up New Hampshire. And now we are into a wide-open South Carolina. If history is any gauge, historically, since 1980, whatever Republican candidate won South Carolina, they ultimately got the nomination. So will this play out the same way it's played out since the 80s? Newt Gingrich has gained some momentum. Ron Paul has an army of people following him, not just young people. His message is liberty and freedom and smaller government, baby, and that resonates with almost all Americans. And that's one thing that some of the other Republican candidates are jumping on, the idea for less regulation, less government, less big brother. And it's timely because with this internet debate over what I think would amount to absolute censorship and would infuriate me when it first came up. But now the SOPA story is becoming like a soap opera, although I think any of the new laws when it comes to the web and the piracy debate are muzzled, are dead on arrival, because you've got Republicans who are now banding together and saying no way, and many Democrats are doing the same thing. Will it be talked about again? Is this going to be a contentious issue? Is there going to be pressure from wealthy people in Hollywood who want to see some massive restriction because of ripoffs of movies or music or that kind of thing? Absolutely. I mean, this issue is nowhere near over. But because of people paying attention, because of blackouts on the internet, the politicians had to pay attention. And this is why it's necessary to apply pressure. This is why, when I know some of you are shaking your head right now and you say it doesn't matter, this is why bugging your congressperson, bugging your senator, getting something done on the ground, grassroots even, it really can make a difference. We saw that with the Tea Party. We saw what happened in November. People were tired of it. Not, by the way, just Republicans, Democrats, and independents that want to play the label game, right? So the debate in South Carolina unfolds, and it's a question of, if you wanted to handicap it, who do you think won? I think across the board, everyone did a lot better. It was very aggressive, much more aggressive than we had seen in the past. Because one of the quick things that happened earlier in the day, because the Newt debacle, also you had Rick Perry, this is why you had four on the stage, the governor of Texas, dumping out of the race and throwing his support to Newt Gingrich.
I have come to the conclusion that there is no viable path forward for me in this 2012 campaign. Therefore, today, I am suspending my campaign and endorsing Newt Gingrich for President of the United States. I believe Newt is a conservative visionary who can transform our country. We've had our differences, which campaigns will inevitably have. And Newt is not perfect, but who among us is? The fact is, there is forgiveness for those who seek God.
All right, so Perry obviously, in a veiled way, referring to, I think, what happened earlier in the day. Go to Michael in Virginia if he's still on. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are we doing this morning?
Good, how are you doing? What's up, man?
Fantastic, just perking away, play plus work. But, hey, I just want to remind the reader, our listeners out there about the Constitution. If you read it and study it, it's basically your freedom papers. And I want to thank that nice lady that came on the phone and made her comments. But there's two forces on the planet. It's love and fear. And my humble suggestion, and I know this sounds crazy, but if we use the words, I love you, what that does, that was by Simeon Amorna, and it erases memories. And the more we use this mantra of I love you, even toward our enemies, because I love Obama. I don't like what he does or what he stands for, but as a divine servant of God, I do love him as a brother. But the bottom line is you've got a private organization called the Federal Reserve, which is running things. It is a private and basically, they control the media, they run the strings and everything. And correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Soros put Obama in office, didn't he?
And you and I would agree on that. Of course, some of our Democratic friends would say we're conspiracy theorists, but absolutely.
Yeah, well, you know, it only takes one fact to destroy the conspiracy proposal that other, you know, that the Democrats come up with. But the bottom line is, you know, there's definitely some strings being pulled back there. But my humble suggestion is, number one, use the I love you, and number two, get out your Constitution and start reading it. To give you an example of how powerful the I love you is, I've been pulled by the police five times and let go five times because every time I see a policeman, I just humbly say I love you, and they've let me go five times.
Wow.
It's just a powerful affirmation. Like I said, there's two forces on the planet. One is fear and one is love. And anger and jealousy and envy, those aren't of God. And if you just say, I love you, man, you'll see some miracles in your life. So if you want to help Ron Paul, just keep saying, Ron Paul, I love you.
I like that, Michael. I think I know who your candidate is. Thanks for the call. That was great. Michael's right about one thing, too, looking at the Constitution. And this is why there have been a lot of conversations about rights. And do we know what the Constitution, how it's all spelled out? And, of course, I think some of the lawmakers need to go back and read it. Coming up, nail the score.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
How about it? We are down to 4 games in the NFL. Can you believe it? All this time that we've spent on football and no winner yet. Nobody has nailed the score. Come close, but not nailed it. If somebody nails it, boy, what a prize package we have for you. I honestly think it's more about the bragging rights, but hey, a $300 Magellan, possibly a $50 gas card, or $100 bill on the table at one of the cabins you rent in the Smoky Mountains, that's not a bad deal, my friends, at all. And that's only some of the things that are there. There's a few other things as well. And I'm feeling that somebody's going to do it. I don't know if it's going to be this week. Maybe it's going to be Super Bowl. I'm not sure, but I feel pretty good about it. I feel like somebody could ultimately nail the score. So without further ado, Donovan Mattson, oh, this poor guy, I have been working him to death. He needs some overtime pay. Let it rip. I love that sound. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to throw out the computer. I like the idea that the computer picked Baltimore and New England. So here's what we're going to do, because we're just down to 2 games. I'm going to give you double the chance if you want to take it. You don't have to. But let's say the game of the week is Baltimore-New England. But if you also want to tell me a scoring guess on New York and San Francisco, you can do that. And that will count as well. So if you nail one of those 2 games, you have nailed the score. The only thing is that, you know, you have to own the score. Everybody can't have the same guess. So good luck. Get in line. You don't want to miss this. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I'm going to give you my guesses out of the gate. Let's see. Baltimore and New England. I'll tell you, listening to the people in Washington, because there's people that are on both sides of this, you would think that Baltimore was going to win it, but I'm going to have to say New England wins it, and I think the final score is 38-24. Now, when it comes to the other game, and I mean, I like both of these games. I'll be watching both these games. I hope it's edge of your seat kind of stuff. I think that the Giants, especially after what happened with San Francisco last time around, I think the Giants win this one, and I think the Giants win it by a score of 27-21. But what do you say, America? Who do you think is going to win these games? And you can go with both of them. You can either just, well, you can pick one of them. You can pick the New England game, the New England-Baltimore game, but I'll also give you the double trouble. You can also jump in on the second game, too, as well. 800-259-5791. Let's see, we got a bunch of people, I think, that are trying to get through here. And let's take some of those. We're also going to go to the web, so don't worry about it. If you get it in on time, no problem. Lo and behold, one of our interns is on the line, Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, Kate?
You didn't know that I thought I said that because you're the prize prince, since you're throwing in on this. I said that you and Izzy were both interns for the show.
No problem. All righty, man, this is some tough picks this week, isn't it?
It is.
I think Baltimore's got a pretty good defense, but I don't think they've got enough to pull it off. I think their defense is going to end up getting wore out for being on the field so much because Flacco can't keep the offense on the field. So I'm going to say Baltimore loses by a score of 42-31. And then the other game, just for fun, I think it goes into overtime. New York wins 24-21.
Ooh, 24-21. I like it. So that's a close one. I think that could be close. I think New York wins it, though. My picks are the same as yours, New England and New York, yeah.
All righty. Well, good luck, everybody. And we'll just keep tuned in.
All right, Jay, have fun traveling down the highways, and good luck to you. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello. What are you doing in Washington, D.C.? The action's in South Carolina.
Well, you're right. The action is in South Carolina, but I'm trying to see if there's any action, if there's even a pulse in Washington, D.C. As I said, it makes you want to cry when you look at the Capitol and you look at some of these pretty buildings and realize it's just a bunch of empty suits and skirts, I guess, running around.
Yeah. There's a restaurant there on the Potomac River called Hoagie's. Have you made it down there yet?
I have. I know it well.
Eat the
rum
buns.
There, that's good. And there's another one for anyone who comes to Washington. It's just a deli thing, but it's near the Capitol, and it's called the West Wing Cafe, and it's incredible.
Yeah. Well, I like Hoagie's.
Mm, it's good.
Well, since I picked the Giants last week to win, and everybody made fun of me, you know. You too.
I know.
I'm going to take the Dirty Birds, 31, New England, 28.
Ooh, going with the Ravens.
Yep.
31-28.
49ers, 24, Giants, 21.
Ooh, you contrarian. Okay, so 49ers. I think it'd be cool to see the 49ers win it. I mean, you know, these would be the upsets, the Ravens and the 49ers, but they're two close scores, so you're looking for two close games.
Yeah, I'm looking at that comeback they made last week. I think
yeah.
They'll do it again.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I like it, Rick. Thank you.
Giants are lucky to get there. Yeah, take care.
All right, you too. Luckily, no snow this time around in Washington. The worst is to be around the city when it's snowing. Let's go to Ralph in Kentucky. Hey, Ralph.
I'll say the Baltimore 24 and 15.
24-15, you got it.
All right, you have a great day.
You too. So Ralph just weighing in on one. He doesn't want to do the daily double, but not getting the extra bingo card. Ralph, what are you thinking? Let's go to Michael in Virginia.
Yeah, are we doing the playoff games for this week and not the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, we're doing the playoff games, yep.
Okay, I'll take 35-17 San Francisco over Giants and 28-21 New England over Baltimore.
Ooh, 28-21, you own that score. Good job. Enjoy the games.
Thank you.
800-259-5791. What's really cool about this weekend is luckily it's not a staggered thing. So you're watching one on Saturday, watching one on Sunday. You just got to plan on shutting everything out and watching the games from afternoon until the evening. So let's see here. We can get another one in. Let's go to George in Kentucky. Hey, George.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Well, I'm still getting over, you know, last week, but I'm going to go with the people who screwed my boy, Tim. I'm going to go with New England, of course, and I'm going to still stay kind of high with this. And I want to go 42 to 32.
Mm.
And on the other one, I guess, I'm going to go with the 49ers. I don't know why, but I think that's going to be a tighter, you know, both of them going to be great games, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, I'll just say 21-17,
49ers. 21-17, 49ers. George, we got you locked and loaded, partner. Have fun with the games.
Okay, you have a great night.
All right, thanks. Oh, boy, Sunday's going to be good. I'm still looking forward to Sunday. Just chilling over the jet lag, watching the games. My pick was the obvious picks, New England and the Giants. But, I mean, really, in listening to probably too much ESPN in the hotel room, you know, how it goes on the cycle, you hear it over and over and over again. I used to work with Skip Bayless. I hear Skip Bayless talking about the 49ers one more time. But I think that I think it's going to be a good game. I think we're going to see both games are going to be good. I think we're going to see tight games. I hope we don't see blowouts. Oh, that would be disappointing. I mean, maybe not if you're a fan of the team that wins, but blowouts to me, unless you're a fan, unless you're in the stands, are the worst. You just can't watch it for a long time. If it's a complete blowout, forget it. More than able to score coming up around the bend.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue.
All right, we're down to two here on America Tonight. Who is going to go to the Super Bowl? Baltimore and New England, that's the first game, 3 o'clock kick. And then the second game, New York Giants, Jets, New York Giants taking on San Francisco. That's a 6:30 kick, and this is all on Sunday. And welcome, if you just tuned in, to Nail the Score. Give us a call and see if you can nail the score. It's a whole lot of fun, and, you know, you might get lucky and be a big winner here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. We're broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., home of the losing football teams for certainly of late anyway. The Redskins used to be a dominant, fabulous team. That's a long time ago. They're really looking in their rearview mirror. We're down to these four teams. If you just want to weigh in on one of them, you can do that. If you want to weigh in on both and give yourself a better chance, feel free to do that as well. Quickly, right before we go to the phone lines, I wanted you to hear a little bit of the sounds of the game. First, we've got, I'm going to tell you who the setup of all the people. You have Jim Harbaugh, who's talking about, and he's smart to do this. The Giants are a very quick team, very, very smart, and what the rematch with the Giants will be like. Then you got Alex Smith from the 49ers talking about proving people wrong and that any team can basically win. And then you have Tom Coughlin, the coach of the Giants, with the keys to the game. Take a listen.
They don't make mistakes and turn the ball over to you. You know, they're the opposite of that. They're an opportunistic football team. They're a hard-working football team, really at every position group. And, you know, they are where they are because, you know, of all those things. How they were playing then, how they were playing now, they were playing really good at that time, and they're playing really good now. I think they're a healthier team. than when we played them. But, you know, this is a Super Bowl contending team. And, you know, it's that's who they are.
I guess I feel like at this point in the game, with four teams left, there's no underdog, there's no favorite. I mean, we all got the same amount to lose. We're all fighting for a trip to the Super Bowl. To say that anyone should win these games, I think, is kidding themselves. I mean, look at last week. I think everybody thought the road was going to go through Lambeau. I think everybody assumed the NFC Championship game was going to get played there. And look what happened.
You can always look at exactly where things start. And they start up front on both sides of the ball. And if you're having some success up there, you have a chance. And if you're not, you don't have much of a chance.
Well, that pretty much sums it up. You won't have that much of a chance. It all starts up front. It certainly does, and it all starts with you trying to nail the score, 800-259-5791. Let's take a whole bunch more. Let's go to Phil listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Kate. I'm going to go Baltimore 24-13. I think the defense can stop New England.
There you go.
As long as Belichick doesn't steal the signals.
I like the reference to that. That was a brutal story when that came out. And notice, he gets a real pass on that. You know, it was in sports talk, and people were talking about it for maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and then it goes away.
Yeah, exactly. I look for New York to win at Frisco, too,
27-17. I got to make sure no one else has it. 27-17. No, you own it. That's a good guess. 27-17. Heck, I'm surprised no one picked that. I picked 27-21. All right, you might be in the money, Phil. Thanks. Let's move from Phil to Chris in Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
How you doing in Washington?
I'm doing good. Cold in Washington, 30-some degrees. I thought they were going to get snow, but they didn't get any.
Oh, they didn't? Oh, what did they get?
I'm getting snowballed by all the politicians, but no snow.
What's worse?
What do you think happens?
It's going to be Patriots 31 and the Ravens 24 and going with the 49ers 27. And the Giants, 24.
Boy, we have this thing surrounded. 27-24, and you said the Ravens.
No.
No, Patriots, Giants.
Patriots, 31.
I got the 31-24, and the 27-24 is the G-men.
49ers, 27.
Oh, 49ers. My hearing, 49ers, 27-24. That was a struggle, but we got you in the books. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, have a happy.
You too. Let's go to another person in Connecticut, Peter in Connecticut. Hey, Pete.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What are your guesses, man?
Well, I had the Pats 31-24, but that was just taken. So I'll go 34 Patriots, 24 Baltimore.
Okay.
And
good.
The New Jersey Giants 35, San Francisco 21.
35-21. I don't think anyone has that one. 35-21. Nope, you own it. I love it when you say New Jersey Giants. It cracks me up. Thanks. You have a great weekend.
Did you ever think what you're going to do with the prizes if you have two winners from each game?
We got it covered. No worries. I don't think we'll have that happen, but we can only hope we have a winner. But don't worry. We'll make sure. Definitely both people would get a Magellan. You're already pondering that. Thanks for the call. Don't worry. Let's move on. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Buenos dias, querida.
Muy bien, y tú?
Y tú. I think between the Ravens and the Patriots, 31-28 Patriots.
Okay.
31-28 Patriots.
Wait, 31 Patriots, 28. Yeah, got it.
Okay, and let's do the same score for San Francisco over the New York Giants.
31-28.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Right.
Ooh, you kept it simple. That was smart. That's like picking lottery numbers in a sense because you want to keep it that way.
Yeah, you know, I've been playing the same lottery numbers for 25 years, and the girl at the store said, doesn't that tell you something? I said, yeah, I'm getting close.
Well, now you don't want to change. It'd be like, you would be a heart attack victim if you didn't play them and then they won.
I had some friends that actually did that. They'd been playing the same numbers for about 5 years, and one night she got mad and she said, the hell with this, and she changed them. She was watching they used to do a broadcast where you could see them on the local TV station, and her numbers come up, and she just about committed suicide. It was a big lottery.
Oh, that's awful.
And
I hate stories like that. Oh,
we had another friend that she was working at a place that was a kind of a dive pizza joint, and the owner kept hitting on her. And one night she's looking up at the TV, and son of a gun, she hit five numbers on one of those huge lotteries, and
mm-hmm.
she walked up and hit him right in the face with a wet dishcloth, and she says, you take this job and stick it you know where.
Wow, that's a good story.
It was a wonderful
story.
We
loved
her. We loved her. She was a great one.
Yeah,
okay, well, listen,
all right.
I wish
good
you the
story.
Best, and God bless.
All right, Dan, thanks.
Take
appreciate
care
it. 31-28, he says, Patriots and 49ers. So he's picking Patriots and 49ers. Who are you picking? We got time to still nail the score, 800-259-5791. And we've got emails, too, and don't worry, they'll all count. Let's go to James in Kentucky. Hey, James.
Hey, Kate, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, good, I just got off work and I'm going home, so I'm even better.
Sweet, that is good.
I'm going to have to pick the Niners over the Giants. I'm going to say 17-16.
I like it.
I think the defense will really show up, but it should be just enough. Has anybody picked a high score for the New England game yet?
We had one high score. We had Georgia and Kentucky, who had 42-32.
Okay.
And also Jay in Kentucky had 42-31.
Okay. I am not a Patriots fan whatsoever. I have nothing against them. They've already won several, and I'd rather just let someone else have a chance. I really like San Francisco, but I'd really like to see the Harbaugh brothers go at it again. But it's just so hard to go against Brady. I want to say maybe like maybe 35-13 Patriots.
35-13 Patriots?
Yes.
Ooh. All right. So 35-13. You got it.
You have a good night up there in Washington and stay warm.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It is cold in Washington. Now, some of you are laughing, listening to me in very cold places, but it's like that biting cold. There's a difference. The biting cold. You can see it. You can see with the doormen, they're just, they know they're bundled up, boy. Let's see, we're gonna have to step aside here, but then we're gonna take more calls. 800-259-5791. If you're trying to get in, now's the time to try to jump on it. 800-259-5791. Remember, you have a chance at the two games because we're really down to just four teams. And then after the weekend, only two teams will be left. Who's going bowling?
A decade into the 21st century, record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control.
your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In 1965, this is the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Yo, yo, sports fans, we are broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., and we're nailing the score. We're down to four teams, that's it, and then it's Super Bowl time. So, you know, here we go, diving in. New England and the Ravens, the Giants and the 49ers. Who do you like, and what do you think the final score is going to be? You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net, or call us up. Here's the digits, 800-259-5791. How about Alan in Kentucky? Hey, Alan.
Good morning, Kate.
Hello.
I think I'll take New England, 31-24 over Baltimore.
Hang on a second. Let me double check that you own that score. 31-24. Nope, somebody has it. Chris in Connecticut has 31-24. So you got to pick, just kind of alter that a little.
Well, 17 then for Baltimore.
Okay, 31-17, New England beating Baltimore. 31. I actually like that spread, 31-17. You just might have nailed the score. All right, what do you think? You want to take a stab at the other game?
Yes, I like San Francisco, 28-21.
Let's try that one, 28-21. We're getting all around that number, 28-21, San Francisco. You own it. You got it. Thanks, Alan. Good luck.
Thank you, Kate.
28-21. I like that. I like the spread with New England because New England, that game has the potential for a blowout. Well, maybe it's going to be tight. I don't know. We'll see what the defense has to say about that on both sides of the ball. Herschel in Missouri. Hello.
I'll take New England 35 and 19 for Baltimore.
Okay.
Then I'll take the Giants 27-24.
27. Let me check to make sure. 27-24. Be like that one a little closer too. G-Man 27-24. I don't think anyone has it. I think you're going to own that. You own it. Good job.
Thank you. Now have a good day.
You too. 27-24. I'm surprised nobody grabbed that score before. But Ann in Missouri. Hey, Ann.
Good morning. Have I talked to you all year?
You, I think you have a couple times. Yes.
Oh, I haven't talked for a long time. But you're lucky. Well, I say New England, and 24-21.
Ooh, hold on. 24-21. If my mind wasn't like a sieve, I would know that. 24-21, New England. You got it. 24-21, you own it.
And I got to take the 49ers. I've got a friend whose nephew plays on it.
You're kidding. Who?
I think it's, his first name is Justin. I think it's Smith. I can't remember.
It's not Alex Smith.
No, Justin. Justin's his first name.
That's huge.
So anyhow. The 49ers, same score.
49ers, same score, 24-21. Let me see, 24-21. No, you can't have that one. Someone, Rick in Illinois has 24-21, 49ers. Got to pick another one.
Okay, how about
27-21?
27-21. I think somebody 49ers. Else just mentioned it. Did somebody else just mention it?
Yeah.
See, I don't have your, I don't, I still don't have you on.
No, that's
on
okay. It's okay. Just
time.
Shoot out a different score and we'll get it.
You could...
31-24. You own that score. 31-24, 49ers, right?
So do you have to get both of them?
No. If you get one of them right, you've nailed the score.
Oh, sweet.
I know, because we gave you. I decided I'd give everyone a bonus. We threw out the computer and said, forget it, that's stupid. So good luck, Ann.
Be careful.
I will. We got to figure out who Justin is. I can't think of who it is. John in Washington. Hello, John in Washington.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I'm going to pick the Patriots over Baltimore, 27-17.
Oh, 27-17. Somebody already has that.
Okay, 27-20.
You got it. You own it.
Okay, and I'm taking the Frisco Niners, 27-26.
220. Ooh, 26-20, John. Good luck. Enjoy.
All right, go Niners. Born and raised in San Francisco.
I like that. All right, so we move from the 49ers, that guess, to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
I want Giants 38, San Francisco 14.
Okay.
And New England, 41, Baltimore, 17.
Ooh. So there were a couple of people that thought it might be a blowout. You're going to be watching the game, Sharon?
Yes, I am. I actually have Sunday off so I can watch both of the games.
I love it. Well, good luck to you. Enjoy them.
Yeah, I was way off last week for Tipo.
Oh, I was way off, too. Oh, it was laughable, my score. It wasn't even close. It was just such a blowout. Yeah. I think a lot of us were off on that because we were hoping, you know, hoping it would be a close game at least.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, it hopefully. Didn't turn out to be it. All right, Sharon, bundle up, hang out, and have fun on Sunday.
Well, definitely. By the way, it's snowing here in Portland, about 3 inches so far.
3 inches?
So far.
I like how you say that so far.
Well, it's
thanks for the weather report. So if you're headed up toward Portland, be careful.
It's it started snowing about 5 o'clock last night.
Ooh.
Just flurrying.
5 o'clock.
Evening.
5 o'clock and 3 inches. Then I mean, it must mean it's kind of, it's not a fast snow then. It's just kind of just gingerly hitting the ground and piling up.
It's coming down faster now because I looked out about half an hour ago and was like, oh, wow. So yeah, word to the wise, travelers, be careful in the morning.
All right, there you go. Sharon, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, it's just, I love that she has off and she can spend, the day just watching the games. But good tip for the people in Portland to be careful in the morning. It's funny because in Washington they were predicting that there might be snow. It's looking like probably snow on Saturday instead of during the week, which is good news because the worst thing to do is try to fly in and out, especially if someplace gets pounded because you know they're going to shut the airport down. You do that circling thing, and then maybe if you're really unlucky, you've got to land someplace else at a regional airport, or you just do that circling thing and over and over and over again, and you know that something's going on the ground. It's just too bad. That's happened to me a couple of times with snow. Once they were going to divert it to a regional airport that was like an hour away from where we were supposed to be. I'm laughing because we all would have been stranded. I mean, this was a dinky airport we would have landed in. And I doubt there was any rentals for any cars. Probably if there was, it was one car or two. And we got lucky. We could land at the regional airport. It was in Nebraska. And it was, I want to say it was Grand Island, Nebraska. And it was a teeny, tiny, tiny airport. So maybe probably the smallest one that I've been in, and it wasn't a private plane. It was one of those commuter jets. Same thing in Santa Barbara. They've got one of the tiniest airports that I've ever seen. We have to fly out of there and usually have to take a plane to San Francisco or to Los Angeles and fly somewhere there. What I like about this, man, when you've got a major hub in your backyard, I know some of you can relate to that. We need to drive down, get on. We deal with the usual airport hassles, but you're not dealing with the layovers in the small, roomy airports, right? Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. I hope somebody wins it this time around. We'll let you know. Pay attention on Sunday night and Monday.